Doctor, come on, what?
Always do the right thing.
That's it?
That's it.
I got it. I'm gone.
I like the music. I'm a music freak.
There is going to be Doctor Who on the wireless.
You're listening to Doctor Who on Radioactive International.
Dr. Groove on Radioactive International.
You're listening to Groove on the Wireless on Radioactive International.
Groove on the Wireless.
Hello and welcome to Groove on the Wireless. And judging by the fact that the last one was called 9 in Volume 3, this must be 10. In Volume 3, yes, the volumes haven't changed, but the episode number has changed, and this is your host, Dr. Groove, and I'm going to be playing music for the next hour. I hope it finds you well. I hope it's a little oasis of calm, or, you know, a fill me up, or a pick me up, or whatever it might be. In the next hour, we're just going to be playing music mostly, and not too much ranting and raving from me. I've been wet twice today, walking the dogs. I got a game of pitch and putt in. I'm keeping really well because I'm not actually working at the moment. I think that might be due to change, but you know, life is happy. And I wanted to do a song, start with a song, because like people give out about jazz. I've had a few people comment, including even my great friend Crossfader, who calls it jizz and says there's too much jizz. And jazz is just like, A, I don't get it, but B, I think it's really important. It's a real solid basis on which music transforms itself into other things like funk. Like, funk would not be possible without jazz, because you've got the brass, you've got all that feeding into it. But this is just in itself a beautiful piece of music. One of those people who transitioned from jazz into funk was Donald Byrd, and I'm going to give you an example of that as we start. And then we're also going to go to another person who transitioned and walked both sides of those tracks, and that's Herbie Hancock. So that's where it starts, and it's all based on the fact that there is a program on BBC called We Got the Funk. I think We Want the Funk, that's it. It's taken from Parliament, and I'm going to try and dig that out and play a few tunes from that. And that's about as much of a plan as you ever get with one of these shows. So yeah, that's where we are. You're listening to Groove on the Wireless on Radioactive International, and I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you. We're gonna get involved.
Get enough of that funky stuff. That's what I'm hearing. Okay, so we really did get distracted by the whole funk documentary that was on BBC. We Want the Funk, and we played the theme tune, which is Parliament Give Up the Funk. You also heard Kool and the Gang with Funky Stuff. You heard the Headhunters, which had Herbie Hancock at the heart of it, which is If You Got It, You'll Get It, which is a kind of like Zen Cohen. We heard The Blackbirds with Donald Byrd with Happy Music, and we also heard, we started it all off with Christor Redentor by Donald Byrd, which he did in 63, I think. That kind of introduced him to the jazz public. So what else was I going to say to you? Oh yeah, then the last thing is a little curious. It's called Shades of Brown, and it's a track of, I think, session musicians that did cover versions of James Brown tracks. And it says that the John Wagner Coalition, James Brown's greatest hits, and it was called Shades of Brown. And they did it in order to make they obviously loved James Brown, the King of Soul, and said that he was a defining superstar, captured strongly driving beat prominently associated with James Brown. And what they said was they recorded in Albuquerque, New Mexico. John used musicians from his other acts, and what he wanted to do was he wanted to make it more mainstream and accessible. I think that's what he said. But it does feel different. And do you feel like when James Brown says super bad, you really believe he is super bad? When that guy sings it, you don't really believe it, do you? Anyway, that's just my thoughts. Here's a guy who was totally super bad in his own very unique way. This is Captain Beefheart and his magic band doing his thing. You're listening to Groove on the Wireless here on Radioactive International. Take it away, Captain, my Captain.
distant cousins. There's a limited supply, and we're down to the dozens. And this is why. Big-eyed beans from Venus. Oh my, oh my. Boys and girls, Earth people around the circle, mixtures of man alike. Big-eyed beans from Venus. Don't let anything get in between us. Beam in on me, baby, and we'll beam together. I know we always been together, but there's more. Mr. Zoothorn Rollo, hit that long lunar note and let it flow. Your wallets flop out and women open your purses. Cause a man or a woman without a big-eyed bean from Venus is suffering with a waste desiccation. Yeah, you're suffering with a waste desiccation. Put him out in the sun. When the night comes, you don't have to go out and get them. They'll glow with you. They'll go with you. They'll show with you. Ain't no losers, cause they're on the right track. They're on the right track. You can be on the right track together. Of course, of course. Ain't no snafu, no fault you're wrong. Check these out. Big-eyed beans from Venus. I'll let a few out. Let them pass in between us. Distant cousins, there's a limited supply, and we're down to the dozens, and this is why. Get in between us. Big-eyed beans from Venus. Big-eyed beans from Venus.
on TV, in magazines, and in books. He thought that some of these faces might be right for him, and that through the years, by keeping an ideal facial structure fixed in his mind, or somewhere in the back of his mind, that he might, by force of will, cause his face to approach those of his ideal. The change would be very subtle. It might take 10 years or so. Gradually his face would change its shape. A more hooked nose. Wider, thinner lips. Beady eyes. A larger forehead.
Thank you. وانتيني ونسيتك بعد ولعت ونسيتيني يا سبحالي هنتك وهونتيني ونسيتك بعد ولعت ونسيتيني
Indeed, we went in an unexpected direction, but that is okay. We heard a little bit of Arabic pop, I think. That was Ahmed Ben Ali with Subhana. Before that, we had Talking Heads Seen and Not Seen, the extended version. We started that little mini set with the incomparable Captain Beefheart and the Magic Band with Big Eyed Beans from Venus. Yes, I think I've spoken about this before, but feeling alien in this world is a very common feeling. It is for me, and I think a lot of other people. And it feels like it's getting more alien all the time. Or I feel more alienated from it all the time. So what am I going to play for you next? Yes, I discovered this It's by the Stranglers. It seems like it's a little rat opera taken from Stranglers IV. What's that? Five Ratus Norvegicus. And this is called Down in the Sewer. It's got three parts, A, B, C, and D. So I'll put all that in the track listing and you can discover where it takes you. And I probably won't say anything else because that'll bring us very close to the end of the show. And I hope you've enjoyed this one. Thanks for listening. Look after yourselves. And we'll do it again shortly, hopefully. It's in the kind of semi-regular slot of every couple of weeks, maybe every week. Who knows? Ciao.
busy. We wanted to rest. She decided to drive up to Observatory Crest. We just saw a concert and heard all the best. We went on a ride. We got outside. The sand was hot. She wanted to dance. We went round and round at Observatory Crest. Thought we saw flying saucers and all of the rest. Palms in high Spain from Observatory Crest. While the city was busy, we wanted to rest. She decided to drive up to Observatory Crest. We just saw a concert and heard all the best. So the only thing to do was to drive up and watch the city from Observatory Crest. Decided to drive up to Observatory Crest. We just saw a concert and heard all the best. So the only thing to do was to drive up and watch the city from Observatory Crest.
That's enough. No more. Hold everything.